This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How is your feed inventory for the coming year? We have some insight into the topic from Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at feed inventory on dairy farms. Very important because obviously my dairy cattle need forages. Dry cows, heifers, milk cows. I need to have enough forage for the next coming year. So we can't wait until February to make that decision, primarily because we have some flexibility right now. So our dairy farmers need to determine exactly what do they have on farm right now, and then what are the future possibilities to get them to the next harvest window. That may be April or May, if it's small grain forages and legume and grasses, or if it's corn silage, basically a year from now. And the reason you want to do that is because you may have some acreages of corn out there that can be now harvested to make sure we have enough. We can also look at some of the prevent plant acreages that may help us a little bit there. And many farmers will still have one or two more cuttings of legume grass coming off depending on moisture conditions and where you live here in the U.S. So the question is, how much forage do I need? And I'd like to give you a very simple formula. I'm going to take a 1,400-pound Holstein cow, and the thumb rule is these cows will eat about 2% dry matter coming from forages only. That's about 28 pounds per cow. That includes the dry cow, and that is a good number for them as well. Lactating cows obviously give another 20-plus pounds of concentrate, or 25. 28 pounds of forage dry matter times 365 day, 1 year, that's 5.1 tons of forages I have to get back around to the next harvesting window as far as that goes. Bill, add that to that about 6% for shrink. That's feed that the cow never consumes. This could be due to fermentation losses, could be due to mold, maybe a spillage, cow refusal, sorting, whatever the case is. So now I need 5.5 tons of forage dry matter on my farm. If I have replacement heifers on the farm, you better add another 30%. So you can see that's going to get me very close to about 7 tons of forage dry matter I need to get through 365 days. And the good news is I know it now, I've got alternatives. One, I may have standing corn out there. So instead of harvesting for grain, I can take more corn silage, be sure I have enough feed to get me through this year, especially if we're doing any expansion or shifting in cow numbers. Number two, I'm going to take another cutting here. As we mentioned earlier, one or two, we have prevent plant acreages that may be part of it. Another choice would be to plant fall oats and wheat. These are cereal grains. You plant those in August, September. 60 days later, you may have a fairly nice crop out there depending on moisture and heat degree days as far as that goes. This immature cereal grain will be very wet, meaning somewhere around 75% moisture, so you'll have to wilt it on down to make silage out of it. We estimate 1 or 2 tons of dry matter per acre, depending if you cut these in the boot stage or in the dough stage. You may also want to consider purchasing hay, because hay prices could be high because of the problems we had here in the Midwest as well. Or you could buy fibrous byproduct feeds and basically stretch your current supply. Byproduct feeds including corn gluten, soy hulls, citrus pulp, beet pulp, depending where you live here in the U.S. And of course, you could harvest soybeans, especially if they are late as well. So the take-home message is we need to know now so we know what the strategy we need to look at in the next 2 or 3 months before the winter season sets in. Thanks. Have a great day.
And thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
There's no doubt the American agricultural economy has been struggling. Dr. Ernie Goss is an economics professor at Creighton University and tells us what he thinks needs to happen in order to get things back on track.
I'd like to see trade being used not as a weapon as we've seen it used, whether it's in Europe or whether it's Mexico or whether it's Canada or certainly China. We need to see the trade barriers come down because there are no agricultural producers outside the U.S. that can compete with the agricultural producers in the U.S.
Dr. Ernie Goss is an economics professor with Creighton University. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.